It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors recently took action towards requesting a big chunk of state grant money to potentially develop a new park area directly across the street from Standard Park. Now comes the task of holding several community input meetings and developing a master plan for that space. We're going to be talking about the various details of that with Eric Aiken, who is the recreation supervisor for Tuolumne County, and Julie Stewart, who is the county recreation activities coordinator. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Eric, you've been with the county for quite a while, haven't you?
I have. Going on 32 years now. Started when I was 15 years old as a lifeguard and have been working pretty much every summer since and been full-time employed for 15 years now. So,
32 years total. That's impressive. Julie Stewart, how about you? How long have you been with the county?
I'm starting my 8th year.
Very good. So as we mentioned, we're going to be talking about this plan that's being put together, looking at a park near the intersection of Standard Road and Tuolumne Road. So Eric Aiken, first off, can you tell us a little bit more about the property that's been identified for this park?
Yeah, this is the property right next to Standard Park on the corner of Standard and Tuolumne Roads, which is currently owned by SPI. And they have been extremely generous in working with us and allowing us to develop the corner 10 acres on that corner of Standard and Tuolumne Road. That corner 50 acres eventually is part of the Peaceful Oaks subdivision, which will be mitigated for recreation in phases. But they've agreed to allow us to develop that property ahead of the development starting. So they've been very cooperative, very supportive of this project and what it could mean for the community.
And the state funding that you're looking at that's becoming available, where is this specifically from?
This is from the California State Parks Office of Grants and Local Services. It's actually a component of Prop 68. It's the State Park Development and Community Revitalization Program, and it allows for development of new recreational facilities and opportunities for underserved communities.
I remember covering the news back around 2016. There was talk about that area being used as a park as well. What happened back then?
There was. Actually, that was some money that was left over from the Prop 40 bond that we had previously. Basically, the state called it money they found in the couch. It was money that other organizations didn't end up using. They had left over. So they designated that it could only be used for soccer fields, baseball fields, and basketball courts. That was all that was allowed within that grant. So in 2016, we applied to, at that point, look to do soccer fields and basketball courts right next to Standard Park because that's all that it allowed. The nice thing about this new grant is there are no strings attached. We can do any sort of recreational amenities that the community would like to see. So the scope will be a lot bigger in what we can do and what we're allowed to do with this new grant.
And just so there's not any confusion, we reported this past Tuesday in the news that the Sonora Union High School District approved the sale of the 112 acres of the Wildcat Ranch at the Tuolumne and Wards Ferry Road intersection. Is that project in any way connected with what you're looking at?
No, that's not. And we support what they do. I think they support what we're doing. I think both will definitely benefit our community. Recreational facilities is something that we don't have a lot of in this community for the kids and adults to do. So I think it'll be something that I think will both be successful, but they are separate. The project that we're doing will be a county maintained, county run facility. Theirs will be more through their nonprofit park foundation.
Turn over to Julie Stewart, who I mentioned earlier is the county recreation activities coordinator. There's going to be some community meetings coming up very soon. So what can you tell us about those?
Well, the public meetings for the Tuolumne County Regional Park Project are going to be held at various locations. The meeting times will be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. beginning Tuesday, December 11th. The location for that meeting will be Jamestown Elementary School in the multipurpose gym. The next meeting will be held Wednesday, December 12th at Twain Hart Elementary School in the cafeteria. There will be a meeting held Thursday, December 13th. The location for that meeting will be the Board of Supervisors chambers on the fourth floor. And the last meeting will be held Monday, December 17th at Columbia Elementary School in the cafeteria. The information can be found on the Tuolumne County homepage, and the public can reach out for more information to our department directly at 533-5663.
You can also find that rundown as well. We'll have up on mymotherload.com. And Julie, I understand that you have also been kind of reaching out to students and kids to kind of get them involved in this process as well?
We are. So we're currently in the process of scheduling meetings with all the elementary schools and high schools. We just went out to Somerville Elementary School on this Monday and Tuesday and met with the students there to get their input on the amenities they would like to see at this park. It was great engagement. The students had wonderful questions and input. And then they got to vote on their top three choices that they would like to see. So it was a great experience.
So you're able to share what the top three choices were from the students?
I haven't tallied that up yet, but they had wonderful ideas and they were really excited about
it. Was a wide variety of feedback that you received?
Yes, it was. It was.
And then I'll turn back over to Eric Aiken. So these public meetings that are coming up that Julie was just talking about, you know, how will these work? Is it going to be kind of a presentation or a question and answer session?
So actually, we're going to be doing several rounds. Beyond these first four meetings, there'll be several stages of community input that we're looking for. That's one of the things that's crucial for this grant is getting community input. Probably a quarter of the score for the grant is in regards to how much community involvement and how much the community dictates what goes into the park, not necessarily what Tuolumne County wants to see in the park. So the first round of four meetings, what we're looking to do is basically develop a list of amenities that the community would like to see. Not necessarily how many or where or those sorts of things, but what sorts of things does this community feel they would like to have in a regional park? So these first four meetings, we'll do a quick presentation on the grant, kind of the location and those sorts of things, kind of the restraints of what we can do, but then pretty much turn it over to the community to allow them to tell us what they would like to see in a regional park. And like Julie said, tally, you know, come up with a list of ideas. Everybody will have a chance to vote. And then we'll use those to then, in January, we'll be meeting with the architect that we've entered into a contract with. They'll develop a site plan or a couple examples of site plans. We'll go back in February for more community input, where at that point, the community will be heavily involved in the actual design of the location. So after we have the list of amenities that they would like, they'll be able to, well, we want this many of that, and we'd like to place it over here, and they'll kind of help and lead the design of what's going to be in the park. And then after that, we'll refine the process even more till we get to the point where we get to a final design that we hope to go take to the board to approve sometime in May, to then hopefully apply for this grant in June.
You alluded to how it's kind of an open slate of what could go out there. What are some of the, kind of the restrictions and things like that?
Really, there aren't a whole lot of restrictions. We can do pretty much any sort of recreational improvement, whether that's sports courts, sports fields, walking paths, exercise. There really are no restraints on that. One of the nice things about this grant is art is also included that we can do. So we've already had a meeting with the Tuolumne County Superintendent's Office and working jointly with them to work with all the schools in the community to come up with some sort of art project that the kids can do that we can display at the entrance to this park. So they are kind of taking the lead on that and working with their schools and the kids and coming up with some sort of art project that we can present that the kids will have even more, you know, they can go kind of see their art project that they contributed to at the park.
Kind of a legacy when they bring their kids years from now or grandkids even.
Exactly, exactly. So I think that's something that's neat. It's not just recreation. The art component is something that we can do as well.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about the planning for a new community park that's being looked at near the intersection of Standard Road and Tuolumne Road. We're joined in studio this weekend by Eric Aiken, who is a recreation supervisor for Tuolumne County, as well as Julie Stewart, who is a county recreation activities coordinator. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be focusing on the Tuolumne County General Plan update. The final draft was just recently unveiled, and it will go before the Planning Commission December 19th. We'll be joined in studio next week by David Gonsalves, the CRA Director, and Quincy Yaley, Assistant Director, talking all about the General Plan update. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. The show continues in just a minute.